بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. Now that many of us are in lockdown sitting at home, there are many challenges for every one of us, how to handle the family, the children, and for many a man sitting at home, spending time with the family day in and day out, there are challenges. Many things we haven't seen, we are seeing for the first time. How do we handle it? Do I be hard? Do I be soft? Which way do I make tarbiyat? So we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, a riwayat of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, لأن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى رفيق. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very soft, very compassionate. يحب الرفقة. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves compassion. Allah ta'ala loves softness. A person is soft at heart, soft in nature. ويعطي على رفق ما لا يعطي على العنف. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives upon compassion, softness, that which he does not give upon harshness. That a person be hard, that he runs a home with an iron fist. This was not the mizaj and temperament of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understand that some people feel that to be harsh, to be hard, to run my home with an iron fist, this is the only way to get things done in the house. Maybe it be the husband, maybe it be the wife. But in the life of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, you find Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam given the most amount of taklif and the most amount of trouble. But then to his kindness, his compassion is overlooking. Whether it came to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, who martyred more than 50 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, whether it came to Wahshi, who martyred his beloved uncle Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But then to the level, the depthness of his compassion and love, overlooking tolerance when he came to those that hurt him the most. But when they came before him, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embraced them. It shows a great lesson. And in this hadith also we understand that to be compassionate, to be soft, is a quality of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So for a person to be given that quality, when Nabi Ali Sallallahu Wasallam says, Inna Allah Ta'ala Rafiqun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is soft, Allah ta'ala is lenient. That is the quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What Allah ta'ala will give upon that, Allah ta'ala does not give upon harshness and being hard. So now that we are sitting at home and things might be irritating us, but for us to introspect and to see that for me to get my work done through compassion and through being lenient and being soft, this is the Mashiyat and this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Together with this, we find that sometimes we might think that I can just handle a person, but to think to ourselves, whether I be a brother or be a sister in the home, or be the husband or the wife, I feel that I can handle somebody because I am better than them. We see weaknesses in them, so I feel now that I should make the islah, the tarbiyat, and reprimand them. Every one of us should think within myself, do I regard myself to be the most lowest one of the house, or do I feel that I am somebody more superior? Whether it comes to my sister, comes to my brother, I feel I can just lash out because I am better. If I feel myself to be the lowest one in the house, then I will overlook, then I will be kind. Then the quality of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come in me, and the quality of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What Allah ta'ala will give upon that overlooking and being soft and being tolerant, Allah will not give upon me being harsh, that I want the work to be done in a certain way. That will not happen. If that has to happen also, there will be hatred, there will be nafrat, there will be hearts broken in the house. But if I will take the taklif upon my heart, and I will be soft with everyone around me, Allah will give such an'amat and bounties and muhabbat and love that He will not give upon if I have to be hard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.